Hi, it's good to see you. Come on in. I'm so excited you're here. Put your bags down and give me a hug. It's going to be so nice to have someone else in the house again. I get so lonely here on my own, you know. What's the matter? You're getting all stiff. Oh, sorry. I guess that kind of hug was a little long, huh? Yeah. I'm just really happy you're here. When your mom first asked me if you could stay here while you're going to college, I thought for sure you'd rather stay in the dorm than with some old lady. Oh, what a kind thing to say. You're so sweet, baby. Here, give me another hug. There. Not too long this time, right? Good. No matter what you say, I do feel old, though. Old enough to have a son your age if my asshole of an ex-husband hadn't been shooting blanks. Oh, you don't have to be sorry. He's the asshole. We're lucky he's gone, honestly. You know, I'm sure he would have made you miserable, just like he made me. But on the bright side, we have this lovely house that he paid for all to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, let's get your things into the spare bedroom and you can get settled. It's just up the stairs here to the right. I hope you like it. Feel free to put up some posters or whatever. I really want you to feel home here. It's pretty nice, right? Lots of room for a young man to spread out. I always imagined that this would be my son or daughter's room. You know what I ended up using it for? Well, it was supposed to be the guest room. But, yeah, I ended up sleeping here for months while Paul and I were splitting up. Like a guest in my own fucking house. But I got the last laugh, though, didn't I? Word to the wise, my young friend. If you decide to fuck a woman other than your wife, get a divorce first. Or marry a woman who's into that. Not expecting such salty language from your mom's best friend, huh? Mm-hmm. I do try to be in my best behavior around her. But honestly, since the divorce, I give way fewer fucks about being polite. And your mom's a bit, well, let's just say prim. So I tone it down around her and just keep some things to myself. Oh, just listen to me here. Keep talking a mile a minute. I'll leave you to unpack. Come down to the living room when you're ready. I need to give you the rundown on the house rules. And one more hug, please, before I go. One more hug. Yeah, that's right. I'm making up for it by being shorter and making it tighter. There's no escape. And you're free. Mm-hmm. See you downstairs. I wonder what's keeping him so long. It's been half an hour. Hey there. There you are. It took you a while, huh? Are you feeling kind of settled in now? I understand. New city, new school, new house, new roommate. Wait a month, and I bet I'll feel like home. But before you get too comfy, though, we should discuss the house rules. I try to be pretty chill, but without rules, we have anarchy. Am I right? Good. Glad you agree. So, rule number one, I am not your mother. That means that I'm not here to take care of you. I'm not going to do your laundry or make your breakfast or clean up after you. I'm also not going to tell you to clean your room or do your homework or when you have to go to bed. None of that shit. Like I said, we're roommates. and I expect you to act like some kind of an adult. I hope that sounds okay. Excellent. If I know your mother, I bet you're ready to finally have some responsibility for yourself. I figured as much. Here are the other rules. No bringing anyone over when I'm not home, at least for now. Once you've earned my trust, we can revisit that issue. And if you do have friends over, I want you all where I can see you. No sneaking into my bedroom or shit like that. I know you wouldn't. You've always been a good kid. Just make sure nobody else does. And on that note, don't do anything illegal in my house either. Please? No underage drinking, no drugs, no other illegal stuff. I can't actually think of anything else that I think you'd do, so... Yes, you can download anime anytime you want, you weeb. How do I know that word? I think I learned it on the internet. I try and keep up, you know. Okay, so this next rule is the last one, and it's going to be kind of a biggie. And I want you to know this is your mom's rule, not mine. If I hadn't agreed to enforce it, you'd still be living at home. So keep that in mind. And the rule is no girls. Not no girls in the house, no girls at all. As in, you are not allowed to have a girlfriend. And if I find out that you do, I'm going to have to tell your mom. And you know what happens then. She's going to drive out here and drag your ass home. So, you've got to decide what's more important to you. I know it's not fair. I know that. I did say I was going to be chill. This isn't me, sweetheart. It's your mom. No, I'm not going to lie to her. If she found out, not only would you be out of here, but I'd lose my best friend, too. And I made a promise, and I don't break my promises. So look, just give it some time, okay? Let your mom get used to her baby boy being away from home. I'll tell her how good you're being, and I'll try to change her mind. So just put up with it for now, okay? It'll be worth it, I promise. Where are you going? Oh, yeah, okay. You need time to think about it. I get that. I'm going to go out later, but there's food in the fridge, so help yourself if you get hungry. And don't let this get you down, okay? Okay. Talk to you later. And while he's thinking things over, I'll just change my clothes and get ready to go out for the evening. There. There. Alrighty. Yeah. I'll just go check up on him before I leave. It's been a while. Hey, you in there? The door's locked, so I guess you must be there. Listen, I'm going out now, and I don't want to leave things like this between us. I know you're upset. I came all the way out here. I mean, you came all the way out here. God, I'm so upset about this whole conversation. Jeez, I know, honey. You were excited about starting a new part of your life. And now you go find out that you can't do something as basic as having a fucking girlfriend. Your mom wanted to tell you before you left, you know? But I convinced her to let me tell you when you got here. Why? Because I thought you might stay home if you found out. And then you'd be dealing with the same unfair rule without all these new experiences to compensate for it. And I wanted to do something good for you. I wanted to make it better. This has to be better for you than that, right? Than staying at home with your mom and then going to college? Listen, take some more time to think about it, okay? And in the meantime, open this door, would you? I want to at least see you before I leave. There. That's much better, isn't it? What's the matter? You're staring at me. Is it what I'm wearing? I told you I was going out. Did you think I was going to go to the bar in just a t-shirt and oversized sweatpants? Oh, you didn't know I was going to go to a bar. Well, you didn't ask, did you? That's what I do in the evening. I put on one of my tight, short, low-cut dresses. Then I go to a bar, and I find a young college boy to fuck me. Oh, are you shocked? Don't worry. Now that you're my roommate, I won't bring my fuck toys back to the dorm. Here. I suppose we'll just fuck in the back seat of my car. Or maybe in their dorm room. Oh, God. You should see your face. Every time I say fuck, it just gets redder and redder and redder. Are you embarrassed? Am I embarrassing you? No. You're angry? Well, whatever for? You don't think it's fair that I get to go out and fuck whoever I want and you're not even allowed to date? Well, yeah, I guess I see your point. Although I don't see why I should have to stop having fun just because your mother is such a prude. Of course she doesn't know about this. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine what she'd think? No, this is one of the things I keep to myself. In fact, you're the only one who knows. Aside from my little friends, I meet at the bar, of course. And I hope you don't think you can use this to blackmail me either. Your mother would never believe you. And even if she did, what would happen? You'd have to go back home, and I'd go back to fucking young studs here in every room of my house. So, what's the point? Aw, you poor thing. Does it make you that uncomfortable to think of me having sex? You've known me pretty much your whole life. You've never imagined me naked? Never imagined what it would be like to run your hands over my body? I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've imagined these big, soft breasts pressed up against you, just like when I was hugging you this afternoon. Didn't they feel good pushing up against your chest? With only a few layers of fabric between us? You don't have to say anything. I cleaned this room pretty thoroughly before you got here, and I made sure the wastebasket was empty. But now I see some wads of Kleenex in there. And what could you have used those for? You don't have a cold. You aren't blowing your nose. Is that why it took you so long to unpack? Were you jacking off thinking about me? Your mother's best friend, who you've been fantasizing about for so long. It's okay, baby. I understand young men. Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. I want you to think about me that way. After all, ever since your mother asked me if you could move in here, I've been fantasizing about you. That's right. I have been. As soon as you walked in the door, I couldn't wait to get my arms around you and press your young body close to mine. In case you haven't figured it out yet, I'm wearing this dress just for you. Although, if you're not interested, I could still go out and find somebody else. No? I didn't think you'd want that. Let me just run my fingers through your hair. Let me feel you. Oh, you're shivering. Don't be nervous, honey. I promise to take such good care of you. I'll teach you how to give me pleasure, and I'll give you so much in return. You see, you don't need girls at all. Not when you have a woman right here whose pussy is dripping wet for you. You heard what I said. Now come here, into my arms. Press yourself against me. Oh God, I can feel your hard cock through your pants. You need this just as much as I do. Kiss me, baby. Kiss me. Oh, fuck yes. I can taste the lust on you. Is this your first time kissing a girl? No? You have a girlfriend back home? One that you kept hidden from your mom? Shh, don't tell me. Because here's a secret. I don't care if you do. You're mine now. For as long as you're living with me, you're mine. Oh, you do want to be mine, don't you? You want to be my fuck toy? You want to learn to please every inch of me? You want to come when I call you? You want me to use you for whatever I want? Don't you? Don't just say yes. Show me. Take off your clothes. Let me see that young, beautiful body. And let me see that hard cock of yours. That's right. Let me look at you. You look so sweet. So ripe. And oh God, your cock is so swollen. You're already leaking pre-cum. Just look at that. You look like you're just about ready to burst. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. I'll take good care of you. And we need to get that big load out of you, or you won't last 5 seconds in this soaking wet pussy of mine. So just stay there. I'm going to touch your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You moan so good. Will you moan more if I stroke it? Huh? Yeah? You will. It's so hot, the way you push up against my hand. I know. I know. You want me to go faster. Here's the first thing I'm going to teach you. Start slow. If I go faster, you're going to come. And then it will be all over. But if I go slow, it feels so good and it lasts so much longer. So just relax and let me show you how good I can make you feel. There we go. Just let yourself be in the moment. Don't worry about what's going to happen next. Don't even worry about whether you're going to come. Just focus on my soft, warm hand moving slowly up your shaft to your head and back down again. Does that feel good, baby? It's the best you've ever felt. Well, not for long. Just let me get on my knees in front of you. No, don't tense up. Stay relaxed. That's it. Let yourself feel what comes next. Your young cock tastes so good to me, baby. There. Now, how did that feel? So, that's the best thing you've ever found. I think we'll be able to top that, too. But not just yet. First, I'm going to suck on your cock until you come. That's right, baby. In my mouth. I want to taste your cum. I want to feel that big load as it squirts in my mouth. It's so hot, feeling all that pent-up lust empty itself inside me. Into my mouth. I love it. I do. And I need it from you. I want you to tell me. I want you to talk to me. I want you to tell me you're going to empty your balls in my mouth. Tell me. Fuck yeah. Do it. I love it. Oh, I love your cock. Your cock is so big. It's so swollen. It's so wet. I'm just licking free cum. It's so hard. Oh, baby. Yes. God, yes. You're so hot and hard. Look at me. Look me in the fucking eyes and come for me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That was the biggest load I've ever swallowed. Are you sure you jacked off earlier today? No, Jesus. I'm not upset. That was fucking great. I don't think I've ever been so horny in my life. Here, let me take my panties off and I'll show you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my panties are soaked through. That's what you did to me. This is how fucking turned on I am. This isn't the same as picking up some random college kid in a bar who I'll probably never see again, let alone fuck again. You're mine. You're my sweet, sweet fuck toy. You're my mom's, you're my best friend's son. I've seen you grow from a little boy into the young man standing in front of me. And the whole time, you've been dreaming of this moment. I know. Never thinking it would come. I am your wet dream come true, baby. I can't imagine anything hotter than this. Oh, don't worry. I'm not even close to being done with you yet. You want to see my body? The one you've jerked off to? Just imagining? You don't have to tell me. Your cock is already getting hard again. Let your cock do the talking. That's the only answer I need. Oh. Yeah. Do you like this bra? Is my favorite. I love how it has these extra satin ribbons that run from the cups to the straps. And of course, see, it makes my tits look amazing. But I promise, they look amazing with it off, too. There, see? Aren't they everything you've ever dreamed they'd be? Here, give me your hands. Good. Now touch them. Touch the tits you've been jacking off to all these years. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that. Squeeze them. Harder. You don't have to be that gentle. I want to feel it through your hands. I want to feel how much you need me. Oh, God, yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's so good. Now pinch them. Pinch my nipples. Yeah, nice and hard. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. Now back up and sit on the bed. Just like that. Now suck on them. Suck on my tits while you look up at me. The look in your eyes. I love seeing how you look at me as you're sucking on my nipple. Oh, yeah. More. More. Oh, look at me like I'm everything you ever wanted. Oh, God. Am I? Tell me again. Yeah, tell me how much you want me. I can't take it. I need to come. I need to come so fucking bad. Here, let me get the rest of this dress off. It's just in the fucking way. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now look at me. Look at my pussy. I don't care if you've seen another pussy in porn or on some high school girl. This is a real pussy. A woman's pussy. This is a cunt. Now let me spread it open for you. Let me spread my cunt lips wide open so you can see my wet fuckhole. You see how wet it is? That's all your fault. You did this to me. And now you owe it to me to make me come. Yeah, you owe it to me. Lie back on the bed. Yeah, now put your head up here against the headboard. Good. I'm going to need something to hold on to. Why? Oh, you sweet, innocent boy. I'm going to ride your fucking face until I come. Do you understand? You have one job in this world right now, and that is to lick my fucking cunt. You lick me, and you don't stop until I tell you to. And you better say yes, ma'am, now, because in a few seconds, you aren't going to be able to talk. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to lower myself down now, and oh, God, yeah. Stick your tongue out. I don't care. I don't care if you've done this before or not. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, I want to start slow. Yeah. I promise you'll be able to tell if you're doing it right. There. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Run your tongue over my cunt lips. Oh, God, Jesus, yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Taste me. Taste what you do to me. Fuck yeah. Tongue my clit. Yeah. Oh, shit. That is so good. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. It's so fucking good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now stick your tongue in my cunt hole. Oh, tongue fuck me. Make your tongue all nice and stiff and poke it in and out of my wet fuck hole. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck me with your tongue. Yeah. Oh, just like,
just like that. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Fuck. Ow. Oh, that licked my clit. Yeah, here. Oh, fast. Do it fast. Fast. Lick it. Lick it. Lick it while I grind against your tongue. Yeah, yeah. You're doing good, kid. Yeah. Oh, make me come. Make me fucking come on your tongue. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Let me lie down next to you. I need a minute. I haven't forgotten about that big hard-on of yours. Don't worry. You know we can never tell your mom about this, right? Just checking. I figured we'd be on the same page. Oh, God. Yeah. Let's not talk about your mom anymore. Let me just touch myself a little bit. Yeah. Watch me. Yeah. Watch what I do. Yeah. I am definitely ready for another one of those. How about you? Are you ready for the fuck of a lifetime? Huh? On the same page again, I see. We really are in sync. Look, I want you inside me so bad. Let me get on top of you. You know what I want, don't you? That's right. I want you to look me in the eyes. I want you to look right at me while you come inside me. Hey, it's okay. It's okay, baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I can't get pregnant. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't let any of those college boys come in me. They had to use a condom. But you're my special little fuck toy, aren't you? So you don't need to use a condom. You can come deep inside my cunt. You must come deep inside my cunt. Because that's what a good fuck toy does. Now, I'm going to get on top of you and ride that hard cock of yours. And what are you going to do? Yeah, good. Very good. Oh, let me just grab your cock here. Let me just, I'm taking your cock by the base now. Yeah, I'm just gonna guide it. Oh, God, in. Oh, you're so big. Oh, and slowly. Oh. I'm slowly lowering myself down all the way. All the way until you're all the way inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, just give me a minute to get used to you. I have to. Oh, God, you feel so good inside me, baby. Yeah. Tell me, is this the best thing you've ever done? The best thing you've ever felt? I know, baby. I know it is. Remember this. My cunt is the best thing you've ever felt. And as long as you stay here with me and do as I say, as long as you keep being my good little fuck toy, you will get to feel this again and again and again. We are going to make each other feel so good, baby. Yeah, we were meant to be together like this. Me meeting your mom and becoming best friends. You getting into a school in the same city I live in. It was for this moment and every other one we share after this. Understand, my sweet, sweet boy, we were made to fuck each other. Yeah. Now fuck me. Oh, move with me. Move with me. When I move my hips towards you, you push into me. Oh,
Jesus, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, like that. Oh, God. Oh, match me. Match my rhythm. Fuck, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, grab my hips. Pull me onto you. Oh,
fuck me as deep as you can. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh,
fuck. Did you ever dream of this? Yeah. Oh, God. Lying in your bed at night. Oh, jerking your hard cock, thinking of, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, me above you. My tits bouncing in your face. Oh, well, I fucked you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Suck them, baby. Yeah. Suck my nipples. Suck my nipples while you fuck me. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God. Deep. Oh, as deep as you can go. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, you're right up against my cervix. Oh, I can feel you getting more swollen. You're getting bigger. You're almost there, aren't you? Oh, yeah, baby. So am I. Oh, I need it so bad, baby. I need it. Oh, fuck me as hard and as deep as you can. Do it. Oh, God, yeah, do it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck me and come inside me and make me come too. Oh, Jesus, yeah. Oh, God. I just came so hard, and I feel it. I feel your cum inside me, and there's so much. How do you have so much left? Oh, Jesus. You are such a good fuck toy. Yeah. And you're mine. You're all mine. Yeah. No, honey. Don't move yet. Just stay here inside me as long as you can. Yeah, when you get soft, you'll fall right out of me. But I just want to lie here with you, with your cock and your cum inside me. It feels so, so good. I'm so glad you're mine. You know, I said that rule, you know, that rule about, I'm not your mom, but, I wouldn't mind if you wanted to call me mommy sometimes. You know, just think about it, okay?